Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
You know, you and I have talked about a story in the past, but I want to repeat it for a lot of listeners because it's in the context of something that just happened in the legislature. Years ago, I had an interview with Virginia Aldridge, and she's the founder of the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities here in Greenville. She told me that she'd made promises to people to raise money for the school from the legislature, from philanthropic donors, and then she'd hired an out-of-the-box group of teachers. She defined what was essential, and her teachers had to give her that. And what was essential is what it took to raise resources. And then once they had done that, now they're free to take their kids to the highest level. And in this term of the legislature, there was a law that has now been passed and signed by the governor, and it creates schools of innovation in South Carolina. And that sounds like a really good thing, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Absolutely. It sounds like something right up your alley.
There you go. And so a school board member in Greenville County reached out to me late last week and asked what I thought of this. And one of the premises of this new law is that it will free a school up from some of the requirements that they would normally have to adhere to. And he had a list of things that, you know, he thought we should ask for relief from, and he wanted to know what I thought of the list. And one of the things he had on here in particular was eliminating this high stakes end of the year testing and replacing it with more competency based testing. And I really think that's a key to transforming K through 12 education too, that, you know, we have this false notion that we can somehow cram enough knowledge into kids' heads and we can test them about that and we're going to prepare them for the future. But what do we need to teach children? You know, they're going to need to know in 50, 60 years. And the reality is none of us know. What we need to teach them is to think creatively because they're going to live in an age of profound change. And so my response back to this Greenville County School Board member was the same thing that Virginia Aldridge told me. The Greenville County School District needs to define what's essential. This is what teachers need to deliver. And that's not, you know, a minimally adequate education. That's a license then to take your children to the mountaintop. I have a friend whose daughter wants to be a professional dancer. But imagine that, you know, this young student in high school is able to choose courses that might help her, you know, biology to help her learn about her body and literature that has to do with theater. She graduates and she tries to pursue a career as a dancer, and maybe that doesn't work. But, you know, she's got the foundation then to maybe have a career in the theater or a physical therapist or something that was kind of related to that, that was something she was interested in and very passionate about.
And that's what this innovation law that's recently been signed for K-12 schools is all about?
Well, you know, at least for a few schools, one of the things in the law that's kind of curious is it takes a 2/3 vote of the board of the school district and a 2/3 vote of the state board of education to designate a school of innovation. Now, it's amazing to me that the threshold's that high. And the other thing that it says is a school district cannot request that every school in their district be a school of innovation. And for the life of me, I can't imagine who actually wrote that sentence and thought that was a good idea.
And it sounds to me like maybe then that the legislature was looking at this as an experiment.
We want every school to be a school of innovation, don't we? I mean, we want everybody in South Carolina to be thoughtful and creative. And, you know, I really think kind of circling back, give teachers their profession back, you know, define for them what they have to deliver, hold them accountable for that, and then let them go. And I really think that's the philosophy we need throughout the state. So, you know, part of my encouragement to the school board member was to take this philosophy in Greenville County, but then go back to the legislature and say, okay, let's expand this. You know, let's not just do it with one or two schools. Let's do it with every school across the state. And I think that's a good way to begin to transform the K-12 system in South Carolina.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. He is based in Greenville, South Carolina, where he spoke to us from by phone. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also find a way to subscribe to this podcast, as you can at any place that you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.